welcome to another episode of Morning Tea. And if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to notice I have a very, very special guest with me today. Her name is Ashley. I'm going to let her introduce herself in a second, but I will say she is someone that has been so vital in everything I've done. I feel like in all of my businesses at this point, and without her, I don't know where I'd be. Because you know what? I always say find people who are better at things, like find people who are great at the things you're not good at. And it's okay to admit you're not good at things. So, Ash, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell them why you're here?
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm Ashley. I work behind the chair, and then I'm also a graphic designer. I specialize in branding for businesses, specifically behind the chair businesses, Ani being included with Morning Hair, and even just kind of doing AIM marketing. We've done a lot of different things together. But yeah, it's kind of simple, and I like creative things. So graphic design and hair, what else could you do?
I mean, I feel like two of like the most creative things that anyone could possibly do. Up that. So first off, like tell them, where can they find you? Where can they learn more about you?
Yeah, Instagram's always the easiest. It's just Beauty Brand Lab on Instagram. My website, same thing, just .com. And that's it. Simple.
I love that. So yeah, guys, it's one of those things. I feel like artists doing hair and graphic design are not, they're both artistic. They're not the same.
They're different.
I feel like I'm so good at hair. And then when it's like, pick out a font, I'm like, my assistant in the salon in California, do you know she took like a class on fonts at her college?
We talked about this. She and I had a full-on conversation one day, and she's like, I love that you're talking about how my face works. I said, okay, we're bread. Done.
She one day was like, oh, so you're going to be using a serif something something, and I was like, I don't think that was English, bro. Like, I literally...
Yeah, totally.
So I feel like when it comes to stylists, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but one of the biggest things they struggle with is branding. Because a lot of people think branding is like, choose a pretty color, now choose a font, and that's, I feel like that's like the bare minimum of what branding is.
You're going to say that again, the dog's walking around.
I saw the quick look at your face and I was like, she's freaking out and I don't know what happened. I said that I feel like a lot of people think that branding is like, choose a color, choose a font, and like, you're good to go and you're kind of done. Like, that's like the bare minimum.
But I don't even say like bare minimum cuts it, to be honest. Because initially, if you're doing hair, you're creating your Instagram, you're doing all your things, those are the two things that you're like, that's it. That's all that matters. But at the end of the day, you have to think about your brand voice, how your images are coming off, what color are your images coming off like, and then everything else that comes together. It's kind of like this full picture thing that it's not just your font and your color. Because then it's like, what is your font portraying? What are the colors portraying? So then it goes into this like deep rabbit hole that branding really is so much more than what you're seeing right off the bat at that first glance of a post or that first glance of a salon menu with all the drinks and all the things. Like, there's so much that goes into it that I always say that like brands are alive. They don't have just this like, we're done. It's not just a font. Like, they have to feel alive. Like you and I were talking earlier today. It's like, I'm getting this like emotion, like you need to feel something.
Ashley and I were literally going back and forth today because I was making a logo for just like the letters for like Content Coven. And she was like, what about this? And I'm like, that feels Bridgerton. I want more like, and I hate that I keep saying this, like, this is the only way I describe my brand or like the feeling I want, because I literally have a branding shoot tomorrow, but I'm like, I want it to be like dark and macabre and not like if you see me down an alley, you're going to run because you think I'm going to murder you, but you might reconsider going down the alley if you see me.
But people relate to that. And that's the thing of like, it sounds crazy when you say it, but someone automatically pictures what they're thinking, what you're also thinking. That's the emotion behind branding. It is literally alive.
I love that. Okay, so what do you think are like the key elements that make an Instagram profile look cohesive? Because I don't know if you hear this a lot, but I either hear people that they're like, I couldn't post because it's not perfect. Or they're like, fuck making anything bland. I don't want to post what I want. And I'm like, there's a happy middle, y'all. Like, calm down.
There totally is a happy middle. And so I made a post about this, gosh, months ago, weeks ago. And it's about the difference between an aesthetic and cohesion. So to me, an aesthetic is more of like set guidelines of this is exactly what we're going to do every time.
Okay.
Cohesion is that combination of like, okay, we know what our frame is, but we could do anything inside this frame. But if we step out of it just a little bit, it's not the end of the world.
I love that. You know what, though? Oh, my gosh. I was so proud of this, and I actually wanted to text you the other day. Someone DM'd me, and they're like, hey, your reel came up on, like, my, like, reel, my Explore page, and before I knew it was you, I knew it was you. And I was like, oh.
Brand. Done.
Bitch, you couldn't have made me happier. Because I'll be honest, I think I try really hard to make things cohesive, but there comes to, and, like, aesthetically pleasing and whatever. But then I feel like I hit a point where I'm, like, too far. Now it's, like, if it's too curated for me, I kind
right.
of really panic and I have to like, it's a little chaotic.
I'm curious. I was wanting to message them back and be like, so what was it that did it?
I think they said something about like, it was really dark and not like just dark, but I tend to use like the same fonts. Like,
yep.
If I have like a video that I really want to use, but it looks extra bright and I don't want it to look bright, I put it in CapCut and there's like one filter that I like. Sometimes a different one that just makes the background a little more dark, but I'm pretty like, I try to be pretty set in it, but sometimes when I veer off too far, I'm like, ah, oh, that was fucking ugly, but I'm not changing it now. So
so you know what's actually funny, how I know I'm seeing a post from you is the way that the text is, not visually, but what you're saying. You have a very specific like brand voice that every time I see it, I'm like, that's an Ani post. Done,
dude. Okay. So I create, like, I will write out content for people, but I will not fully write out the caption for the simple fact of I have been told, you're now the second person that's been like, I can always tell when it's you. They're like, you have a very particular way of speaking, of writing. And I'm like, it's exactly how I talk in real life. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But that's authenticity. And that's why people know your brand so well. But that also is that full circle of what we all try and work for when it comes to your brandings. It's not just your fonts. It's not just your color.
Yeah. So what do you think? So if it's not just fonts and color, like what other elements do you think that people should start to consider or really look at that make it so cohesive?
Honestly, brand voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you are really serious about your social media or you're just getting into it to learn how to market yourself, that brand voice is really what's going to draw in that key player into who you want behind your chair or in your chair for that matter.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, like, you know, the way that you speak, because that's how you talk. Your clients, whether they be your salon clients or the people who come to you for marketing, they know how you speak and they know to expect that when you're coming. Same goes for my clients. They know that, like, we talk and we're like, we're just going to be best friends and we're going to have all of these random things. I talk with my hands. Like, that's just it.
Yeah.
So it's that same thing of like your brand voice plays so much into the personality of your business. And that's how people connect to you.
I love that. And you know what? Because a lot of people, I think they're very, A, afraid to be like controversial. I'm currently getting yelled at by a couple people on Instagram. Oh my, the things I will say that people get so fucking butthurt over some days, because all I said is, if you're obsessed with your job and have no hobbies, that's not cute.
How did I know it was going to be that post too?
I stand by what I said because it's not a good look on anybody.
No.
Because I've been that person. And some people are like, well, that's not very nice. You could say it nicer. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not going to say it any nicer.
I wouldn't anyways.
That's not my fucking problem. I literally have a reel where the sound is like, that's just not my problem. And I laugh every time I hear it. But part of the reason I feel like I'm so okay with being so spicy, like I've made spice a part of my brand, is because that's how I am in real life.
Yep.
And the last thing I would want is to be like this super cutesy, curated, soft, gentle person. And then someone meets me and I'm like, what the fuck? And they're like, and like they have a heart attack within 5 seconds of meeting me.
Exactly.
That to me would be the worst. So how do you feel like, how can someone balance then like creativity with also like maintaining a consistent brand image if they're kind of like struggling with like balancing it?
I think it's really giving yourself, I don't want to say parameters, okay, but giving yourself that like, I know I want to stick with these fonts, these colors, But every once in a while, if there's a picture that I really like that just really inspired me, but it matches everything else, it's going to get thrown in. So, like, my Instagram feed is almost all black and white.
It's so fucking pretty, dear.
I love black and white. But my photographer is really awesome and knows my vibe. So whenever there's photos in there that are color, they're still that dark and moody. So I can throw them in with the black and white and then they still blend together. So it's not necessarily I'm only black and white die hard. But every once in a while, you need a little bit of difference in there because you need something to catch somebody's eye.
I love that. I, too, like black and white. At this point, I can't even change my hair because I feel like it's one of those things, like, I'm just known for it now. Like,
I'm going through a hair change right now, and it's killing me because, like, I see my bangs laying like this, and I'm like, just chop it all off and go back to my bangs, but it's fine.
Are you not wanting to because you have a baby? Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know my face gets really large when I gain weight, so I'm like, I'm going to gain weight. And I'm going to hate my face with a French bob. So we're just, we're trying to grow out the French bob.
I'm already have like a night, because honestly, I think of you and I think of French bob. Like that are
same.
When you came on screen, my first thought was like, oh my God, your hair's so long. Like, holy cow.
It's long and I have no bangs.
Yes.
Did you see on my personal account? My husband came home that day and he's like, your haircut?
Yeah.
I expect this from you. I'm like, yes, this haircut has been my life.
Well, and speaking of branding, because this kind of comes a little bit off of what you do, but not really, because I know when I was working with you for morning hair, and the reason like I want to talk about this so much is because like that, honestly, the branding, putting it together like how you do is not something I'm good at. For some reason, it's something I really struggle with. The same with like interior design. I'm not an interior design girly. I don't know why things don't click in my head. I think I go more towards functionality than like fashion.
Right.
And so I think that makes things hard in my brain to be like, that doesn't work for any reason in this house. We would never use it. It does nothing except look pretty. And so and in my mind, that's like hard to grasp for some fucking reason.
I don't like, but it's pretty.
I know. That's why even like a font that the first font I sent you today that we were looking at, and you're like, it doesn't really speak well. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but it's clean. It's clean and it's simple. Then I was like, okay, I see. Like once you were like, but it doesn't feel right. I'm like, you're right. It feels, I don't want to say classy, like I'm a trashy bitch, but it felt very proper. And that's not ever the vibe I'm going for.
No. And I'm pretty sure that's what I told you. I was like, I get it. It's clean. It's simple. It gets the point across, but it's just not it.
Yeah.
You need more oomph to it.
There had to be more oomph. And that's what I think was so cool working with you. I feel like you knew to ask the right questions to get me to think about a feeling as opposed to just an aesthetic. Right. Because I will go to just like a super clean and like nothing aesthetic because that's weirdly like my preference. But do you know the singer Chapel Roan?
No.
She is coming up hot. And there's a reason I'm getting to this. Her story, first off, is rad. I think she came from like Missouri and then she got signed to a label, moved to LA. They were like, fuck you, you're never going to make it. You're off our label. Moved back to the Midwest, went to work at a restaurant, and then all of a sudden she blew up. And I was watching this like marketing girl. Yeah. And Chapel Roan is cool. She is like a Lady Gaga type drag, but her voice is from like the
Rad Mods.
She's amazing. This marketing girl who's like specializes in like marketing as a whole, she was like, I can look at someone and tell you if they're going to be famous. Let me tell you how. And I was like, you have my attention now. And she
told me everything.
She said it's their hair. She said that hair becomes a part of your brand. Mm-hmm. And you have hair that is iconic, that is noticeable, and that someone wants to, quote unquote, dress up as. That then she goes, that is when people go from being like a kind of no one to a celebrity. She's like Lady Gaga with the white blonde wig and the blunt bangs and the bow. And I'm like, yeah, Billie Eilish with the lime green ghost runes. Sabrina Carpenter. Everybody knows Sabrina's hair. You could draw a piece of paper. And like that, I never even thought to think. I know my hair is part of my brand because like it's everything is black and white.
Right.
Ever thought to think of that in terms of like a celebrity or even like Zooey Deschanel with like the bangs.
Yep.
She got rid of her bangs once. People were like, who's this bitch on the red carpet?
No one. Let's also talk about when she was blonde at Elf.
I still can't believe that's the same person.
that same person gets me every time I watch it. Every year I'm just like, that's New Girl.
Yep. That blows my mind. So what do you think for stylists that like you've worked with? Because you've done a lot of brands. You even created like carousels and reel covers and all these things, because there is like a particular aesthetic to it. What do you feel has been like the hardest part for stylists? Like when you start to work with them, the thing that they're like, ugh, about?
I feel like stylists, for whatever reason, struggle with the font section. And I don't want to call anybody out, so I'm not going to call anybody out. But there's been many times that I've looked through things because I did a little... I want to do it again so that way I can give it like a full series on Instagram. But I did a thing where I was like, send me your template and I'll tell you what I think about them. But I did it all through DM. So now I kind of want to do it like, let me publicly do it so that way we can all learn from this. But for whatever reason, everybody goes to the pretty fonts. Not everybody's like you where they want to go towards a clean font that's easy to read. Yeah. So I think a lot of the time is translating something that is pretty to something that is readable, especially on social media, because your phone is small. Like it's not this giant thing that you're designing on your iPad or your computer or whatever it is. So like you have to think about scalability, and then also this is something for you too that you do. How fast is the attention span?
Nothing.
People aren't going to sit there and read a whole ass paragraph, and then it's going to be 10 times harder to read if it's in a scripty font. So it's just kind of like, let's tone things down. If you want to have a fun font, let's throw a fun font up here, make it big, easy to read, and then let's do the small one. So it's type hierarchy is kind of where we're going with that.
I love that. Do you know what's so funny? I literally messaged someone today that I'm working with them on their Instagram. They post 3 times a week, and she posted today, and I was like, hey, girl, obviously I love the post. We worked on that yesterday. We got to talk about your cover photo. I have phenomenal eyesight. I don't know what the fuck that says. Like, I literally had to screenshot it and zoom in because it was one of those, like, you know, like fine line tattoos.
Yep.
Imagine a fine line tattoo with a really curly font and like fucking tiny. And I was like, girl, my rule is if I can't read it, it's way, way, way too small, because I have great reading eyesight, not right. distance. But that, you're right. I see that a lot.
All the time. Just like, are we not thinking? Are we just thinking about how pretty it is? But yeah. At the same time, if you don't know, you don't know. And that's something that I learned a lot when I was talking to people through DMs, is like, I just had no idea. Mm-hmm. So that's when I created my course. And the course was just going into all these things about like how to use your font, what font to pick in a certain situation, and then how do you play around with it to let it be fun.
Yes. And you know what's so funny? So I've taken your course. Amazing. I'll be honest, I didn't know what to expect going in it. Because when you hear branding, you're like, I can pick a color, bitch. I can find a font that I like. You almost go into it hot, that like, I didn't need you to tell you how to pick a font. And then when you went into it, I was like, so turns out I knew nothing.
I remember you texting me going through and be like, whoa.
you put my fucking wig back, dude. I'm so shocked, because no one thinks that like fonts and colors and how to create them yourself, because that's what I think is cool. Your course teaches people how to do it themselves and be self-sufficient.
And I need to.
Yes. And I'm one of those people, I want to be self-sufficient, but there comes a point where I also don't want to do it. Then that's when I start hiring people out. Right. And that's every morning here. I was like, girl, I can't fuck around with this and change it 75 times like I've done to my own website.
It's just so easy when you have a login.
It's when you have a login. Like, please, someone take it away from me, because I'm not allowed to do this anymore. It's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you say that about the course, because the whole point behind creating the course was people need to learn how to do their own branding, because no one's going to be able to do it the way that you want it specifically, unless you are really good about explaining and showing your designer who you are, what you do, what you like. They will never achieve that same like picture you have in your head that you will. Design Like a Pro, it teaches you of how to actually cultivate that entire emotion of your brand to then put it like, what did I say in there? I think like the visual essence of your brand.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, like, you want authenticity on Instagram. You're not going to be 100% authentic if someone else is doing it. I 100% agree. And do you find this too? Because so there's like, so I'm in like a mastermind group, and one of the girls in there, she's amazing. She specializes in bridal hair, and her shit is like her brand, props, baby. It is good. She wears all pink every time she goes. Like, it's like the same color when she goes to do hair, the same color on her pink hair. She does it weirdly. She's like, I think I go blonde to nail that. I know I would have fit if she did, honestly, it would fit the vibe. But like, she, like, it's so cohesive and beautiful. And like, I see it and I'm like, that's Marissa. Like, I could pick her out from a lineup. And then I see hers. And honestly, sometimes her Instagram makes me feel bad about mine because it's so like, it is down to a T, which I love. Pause for her. But when I tried to do that on mine, I'm telling you, something happens internally where it's like, it got too structured, and like, I have to have, I always call it like curated chaos. Like, I do it on purpose because that feels more like me. So what do you say to people who are like me, who are like, oh, I love it and I wish I could do it, but it doesn't feel right?
I mean, honestly, you're already doing it. You use the same 2 to 3 fonts. Whenever you do something that is specific, like you design, like recently you've been putting out a couple carousels and things, and even on your story series, everything has been neon green, black and white with checkered. Like, one, you've always had the checker. You've always used neon green since even before morning hair and the black and white. So like, you, whether you like controlled chaos or not, you always have those few things that you gravitate towards, and that's what's controlling the chaos.
I'm feeling, you're making me feel good about myself.
There's a method to the madness. You've already done it.
There's a method to the madness. But I swear, like, I learned it from you, though. Otherwise, for me, it would just be madness. There'd be no method. Whatever I feel like in that moment, I don't care what my page looks like. But there,
I mean, it works, though.
Yeah, it works because there's a method. If I had taken your course, it would have been a method.
You want to come real, really good.
You can find my page and be like, can we have a talk, girl? Because that is definitely not it.
I mean, it is it, though, because it's half the knee.
Yeah.
I mean, you took the course, gosh, maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was
amazing. And before that, yeah, about 6 months, because before that, you asked me to make you templates. And yeah, like, you know what? No, I'm just going to do this on my own. And then I think I maybe saw like 2 or 3, and then you quit on them. And I was like, okay, cool.
I immediately was like, I don't have time for this. And then I'm like, actually, you dumb bitch, yes you do, it's far easier. That's one thing I realized, that I, you know, like, it's one of those things like, oh, I don't have time to take, put the dishes away because it's going to take forever, and then you time it and it took you 47 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about branding. In my mind, it's going to take 7 to 10 weeks. Like, this is going to be, it's going to be a quarter where you're going to be focusing on these things. And then when I sat down and actually did it, it was so fast that I was like, okay, so I've been building this up to literally be nothing in my mind. Like,
right. Because when you know your branding, it's simple and it's easy. Because I mean, when I plan other people's content, everything is done.
Yeah.
Week ahead. Cover photos, everything is just done, completed. There's no thought that goes into a week of posting. My own things, over half the time, it's done day of.
Mine, 99% of the time, is done day of.
Which, like, okay, when you, like, when inspiration hits, it's great. But when it's not, you're like, fuck, I need to get something up. What do we do? But that's the point, is, like, even, I mean, I could go on Canva. I have one whole thing on Canva, because Canva, we all know, is just the easiest, especially if you don't like using Photoshop. Canva, I have one page on Canva that's probably 20 different reel covers that I spent a weekend making all of these 4 days that I didn't prep. So I can go through and scroll through my Instagram, like, okay, I haven't used this one in a while, or I haven't used this one yet. Let's pop what I need in for today. Done. It's already made.
I love that. Do you know, I do that with reels. Whenever I actually put on makeup, I'm like, today's your record reels today, baby. Change your shirt a couple times. And that's how, like, I prep my content. I might not even know how I'm going to use it, especially when it's, like, the lip-syncing ones that I find so funny. Like, I have a few saved right now that if I don't be soon, like, they're not going to be trending anymore, so it is what it is. But at least I have them in, like, case of an emergency.
Right.
And then it's fast.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't have that.
Oh. And I find your part, I'm like, well, yeah, all right, I can do that in a minute. But recording reels, I'm like, sometimes I just need to have my face in front of the camera, and I don't want to.
See, there's just different brands.
So with your brand, how did you decide your voice? Because I feel like you're kind of a lot like me. You're a dry personality, which, by the way, is not an insult. Like,
I love it.
Yeah, like, you're probably one of the nicest humans I know. You're just dry, which I find to be, like, fucking hilarious. So how did you decide what you wanted, like, your voice and brand to be?
You know, I don't think I really made the decision to. I think I just kind of like how you are. It's just how I talk is how I talk. It just makes the most sense because why would I want, with doing services for people, not even just behind the chair, I want people to come onto a call with me and go through the experience of branding with me and know that they're talking to the same person that's also who's teaching them. So at the end of the day, if I were to change my brand voice and then they hop on call with me and I'm actually like, super peppy, super giddy, or it's the opposite, they're gonna be like, who the fudge is this? Like, I signed up for the person that's like all pink butterflies and bows, but you come on here and your office is black and you have like plants everywhere. Like, it's just different.
Yeah.
So I think it really is just depending on your personality.
Did you have a hard time, like, I don't want to say like putting yourself out there, but being like, I'm not gonna put on a mask, and because I feel like the hair world is very peppy and happy, which is fine. But did you feel like you had a hard time being like, I'm not going to play that game anymore. I'm just going to do me.
No.
You're fucking just like me, bitch.
I like being different.
Yeah.
I've always been that way. It took me a couple years to like come to the realization that I was different. And I'm originally from California. I moved to Nashville. So moving to Nashville, I already was experiencing that difference of like, oh, everybody here does this or wears that, but here I am with like a full set of nails and I have lash extensions and I was freaking a bleach and tone when I moved here, so like that's a whole other thing. So like I was very different, and then coming into salons here are very different, so it was kind of like something that I had to own. And at that time, it was also when social media was picking up, so it was just kind of like, all right, I'm the tattooed girl that has all the things going on, I'm just different, we're gonna play into it.
I love that. I know what it's like to be the different tattooed girl, because even in California where I worked, it was, when I was hired, I was the most heavily tattooed person they hired, like, period. And it was not shocking, but it's, when you're not used to being around, it's different.
It's different.
It is very different and kind of jarring. So now, what kind of services is it that you offer, like working with stylists?
There's a few different things. So obviously there's the course where it's the do it for your own. Then I also have branding packages to where I work with you directly and we can kind of talk about all the things, different packages, different levels. So that way I've been the small budget girl. I've been the girl that's like, I need to invest as much as I possibly can into this. So there's different tiers of where you really need to put your money. And I put kind of the things of like what's most important is discovering your brand voice, your fonts, your text, all the things. And then elevating it into like, let's work on your website. Let's do this. Let's do that on top of everything. So it's kind of just everything that has to do with your visual branding.
I love that so much. It's so much easier on it. Because that's why I was like, Ashley, I need you to handle learning it. I'm so overwhelmed. Like, I have to think about this one more time. I'm going to cry. I'm sitting there. I need someone else to do it. That's amazing. So if you were to give one final piece of advice to a stylist who's listening and they're like, God, I know I need to do this, but I'm already stressed, I'm kind of scared, I'm nervous, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, what one piece of advice would you give them?
I'm going to give two.
Ooh, I love this. Yeah.
So it's kind of a two-step thing. I feel like the easiest way to not feel overwhelmed is doom scroll on Pinterest.
You recommend doom scrolling?
On Pinterest.
I love that.
Pinterest, because Pinterest is literally one giant mood board. So create a board. Like, mine is literally 2020. I think I did 2024 branding inspo. And I'll send you the link if you want it. But it's just a giant board of all the things that catch my eye. And then from there, I get a feel of what I like, what I don't like, take things off if they don't match. Because once you're scrolling through Pinterest, you see everything at once. So it's easy to be like, oh, that sticks out, or that looks so good, I love how this looks. And then go over to Canva and basically scroll through Canva to find things that look similar or even catch your eye in the way that Pinterest did. And then it's 10 times easier to work from there.
Oh, that is so fucking smart.
I did. You're like, Pinterest.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. Okay, what was your website one more time?
Beautybrandlab.com.
Beautybrandlab.com. So guys, if you're someone that you're sitting there and you're like, this is overwhelming, but you want at least like an idea of how to do it or to even try to do it yourself, go there. I have a special code for you guys that I'm going to give you as well for listening to the podcast. So Ashley, also thank you for that. That's so freaking nice.
Thank you. So excited.
Yeah. And guys, like I can't tell you how much better my social media and all my marketing and everything I was doing and selling became better and sold more when the branding was on fucking point. And it's something
now I'm blushing.
But seriously, something is like stupid that people are like, a font is going to make me more sales. When that shit is cohesive and people start to know who you are, yes, it will. And it's something that, like, I feel like the longer you wait to try to fight it, like, I don't want to. Okay, fine, don't do it, whatever. But you're honestly only hurting yourself when it's something that can so easily be put together.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sure. So much for being here. This has been amazing. So guys, also, if you have any questions for her, shoot her a DM, Beauty Brand Lab on Instagram, and like, we'll link everything. But when I tell you, like, Ashley's a fucking G, and if you've ever seen anything morning hair, it was her. You know, it was her.
It's been fun.
Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Bye guys, we'll see you next week.